We all go through seasons where we experience transitions, and this comes with a fair share of emotions like trepidation, excitement, fear, anxiety, insecurity, while also shifting energy levels as you wonder what's next. But the good news is that you don't have to be this way. You have the power to reset your life and business to create a new path that aligns with your values, passions, and purpose in your current season of life. Welcome back to Transformation with Anne Mariah, where we talk about practical ways to build a fulfilling life and business. I'm your host, Anne. Today's conversation is about navigating seasons of transition. Life, like nature, moves in cycles. These cycles or seasons are not just about the passage of time, but about the shifting phases of our growth, challenges, and renewal. Understanding the season you currently are in can help you align with your goals and energy with the current needs that you have. This is my view of the different seasons adapted from the cycles of nature that I refer to as renewing, ripening, reaping, and resting. Let's go through each one. Renewing is the first one, but remember, because it's a cycle, we don't actually have a start and stop. Renewing is a time of fresh starts and new beginnings. During the renewing season, you may find yourself full of ideas, full of energy and enthusiasm for what lies ahead. It's a period of exploration where you're planting seeds for future growth. During the season, a mindset that embraces curiosity and openness will serve us well. Be willing to take risk and explore new opportunities. If you're in the season, make the space and time to set new goals, start new projects, and build new relationships. Focus on establishing a solid foundation for growth. The second is ripening. During the ripening season, you're in a phase of growth and productivity. The seeds you've planted are now taking root. It will take a while before your efforts begin to bear fruit. But this is a time when you need to work hard, maintain momentum, and capitalize on your energy and your focus. This season is served well by cultivating discipline and persistence. Stay focused on your goals and be prepared to put in the necessary effort. Continue developing your projects, deepening your skills, and expanding your network. Regularly assess your progress to stay on track. Ultimately, you will experience the ripening of the fruit. Then we go on to the reaping season, a season where we harvest, where there's reflection and where there's evaluation. This is when you reap the rewards of your hard work, but also have to take the time to assess what has worked and what hasn't. This is a period of gratitude as well as learning. And during this time, you will prepare for the future. In this season, reflect on your achievements as well as the lessons you've learned. Be grateful for your successes and honest about your challenges. Celebrate your successes, evaluate your outcomes, and start planning for the next phase. Make adjustments when necessary and begin to prepare for the upcoming season. And then we have the season of resting. In the resting season, it's time to slow down. It's time to reflect and recharge. It's important for me to mention that this season may come about as a result of changes in circumstances, some good, some bad, and some ugly. Notwithstanding how the season comes about, it is a period of introspection and consolidation, where you take a break from the hustle and focus on your well-being. It's essential to honor the season as it's a necessary part of the growth cycle. It is helpful to embrace rest and renewal. Understand that slowing down is not a sign of weakness, but a vital part of the growth process. Prioritize self-care during this time. Reflect deeply on your journey and set intentions for the future. Use this time to recharge your energy for the next cycle of renewing. As you move through the different seasons, it's important to recognize the signs that a transition is approaching. These signs might include changes in your energy levels, shifts in your goals or priorities, or a growing sense of restlessness. It helps to pay attention to your emotions, your thoughts, and your physical state. These can be indicators that a transition is near. Seasons of transition can be challenging, but they're also opportunities for growth. Approach them with an open mind and a positive attitude. As you prepare to transition into a new season, take time to set intentions. What do you want to achieve in the next phase? What lessons do you want to carry forward? What do you want to leave behind? Clearly define what you want to accomplish in the next season. Work out how what you want aligns with your overall vision for life and work. Break down what you want into practical, actionable steps. This will help you stay organized and focused as you transition. Also remember that each season brings its own rhythms and pace. Be willing to adapt to these changes and adjust your approach as needed. So stay flexible, open to adjusting your plans as you settle into your new season. Flexibility is really important if you're going to navigate the transition smoothly. Also seek support. Don't be afraid to ask for help from your community, mentors, or loved ones as you transition. They can offer valuable insights and encouragement. Life is a continuous cycle. By understanding and embracing the season you're in, you can make more intentional choices that support your personal and professional journey. Remember, each season has its purpose and value. Whether you're in a phase of renewing, ripening, reaping, or resting, trust that you are exactly where you need to be. Each season has its unique opportunities and challenges. Recognizing your current season allows you to work with it rather than against it, leading to more purposeful actions and meaningful growth. If any part of what I have shared has been helpful as you navigate your life and business journey, please do share in the comments. Until next time, I wish you clarity, confidence, and courage along your transformation journey.